This is Jackie.
And this is Heather.
And welcome to
Millennial Mom Chatter, your go-to podcast for candid conversations and fresh perspectives.
We're just two millennial moms navigating life one hilarious audio message at a time. Join us for laughs, adventures, and real talk. Hi, friends, and welcome back to Millennial Mom Chatter. We are excited to be here, as always. How are you, girly?
Good. Another day in paradise, right?
Just like
doing mom life for like.
Listen, you look super cute today.
Aww,
I feel like
you're
very like, it's very puka shell necklace vibes, but like grown up. I really like it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to embrace like the 90s, like the 2000s, I guess, early 2000s with our puka shell. All I need is like my pop collar. Let's see. And then like layer up like multiple Henleys, all of it. Like it's fine. Maybe that can be my Halloween costume tomorrow.
You could. I think it's – listen, you look like sporty but cute. I like it.
Okay. All right.
And I'll you got your it. Little bangs. Not bangs. Whatever they're called.
Just like little strings.
I love it. But how are you?
Good. It's just, you know, all of the things. Just sports and activities and just like keeping up one day at a time. Just one day at a time. What about you?
Good. Just busy. It's funny because I thought that my life was just like really, really busy right now. And not that I was alone in it, but it just felt busier than normal. And I don't know. I feel like everyone wasn't as busy, but I've talked and just like everyone feels busy. I think it's just that time of life where it feels very chaotic for everyone. So I am kind of – we don't really celebrate Halloween, but I feel like Halloween – maybe it's because I'm not in the right circle, but I feel like I haven't heard much about Halloween.
No one's talking about Halloween right now.
Okay, so what makes me sad about that is that are they going to do the same for Christmas? Because don't you hate when it's those years and it feels like very lackluster, like no one's into the Christmas spirit? Does that mean that Christmas is going to be like that?
No way. Everyone loves Christmas. I think a lot of stuff is going on right now. Like, you know, we've got the, what is it, Major League Baseball playoff, all that kind of stuff's happening right now. Then we obviously have the election, which is gigantic. And I feel like Halloween just like snuck up on us, like out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. We've had hurricanes. We've had like all of the things. And so now I just feel like, and it is a smaller holiday, right? And then obviously too, like the cost of candy. I think everyone's turning their porch light. Yeah, everyone's turning their porch light off this year. So, but I don't think that's going to happen for Christmas. Everyone loves Christmas.
No, like, I always feel like it's like a lead up to like for me to be disappointed that no one's excited.
Oh,
for Christmas.
I hope not.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
You know, I do, because like especially these some past years, couple years.
Yeah, there's some years where you're just like it doesn't even feel like Christmas. Like no one is like. Not everyone's decorating their houses. Mm. Like, I feel like you go in stores and hear Christmas music. No one's playing the Christmas music. And you're just like, this is so – Christmas music, by the way, begins November 1st for me.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I think a lot of people would agree with you on that.
Okay.
Like, Christmas music is literally the best. If it was legal to listen to it all year round, I feel like – we all would be just like rocking out to some Mariah Carey and Michael Bublé like all day.
Every day. November 1st is – which is Friday, right?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Christmas
so November
is on
1st,
Friday.
Yes. November 1st is one of those days for me that like even if there's not a crisp in the air, I imagine it. And I like roll my windows down and we listen to Christmas music on the way to school. That's like my
so
tradition
fun.
All the time.
Do the kids love that? Do they also love Christmas music? Yeah.
And it just feels so good. And then sometimes I get disappointed as like no one else has the Christmas spirit. Yeah. So – this year, the fact that like Halloween's not being talked about, I'm like, does this mean that Christmas is going to be the same?
Yeah, is this foreshadowing for the holiday season? I don't know. And it's weird too because it's warm too. So I think that's throwing me off because I actually forgot we haven't carved pumpkins yet. So we're going to carve pumpkins after football practice tonight. And I'm just like, wow, like tomorrow is Halloween. Like literally like it's Halloween and then the next day is Thanksgiving and the next day is Christmas. And I'm like, I'm not ready.
No.
I feel like it's really throwing
gifts.
Me off. Yeah.
I started trying buying Christmas gifts, which of course, like my kids already – not my kids. Let me rephrase this. Rylan. He's like, I got them each a video game, and that's kind of going to be like one of their gifts.
Yeah, of course.
And I was like, so I can just spread out the cost. Do you know what I mean? And Artie Renan's like, I saw you got a package. What was it? And I was like, it was just a book. And he's like, what book? Let me see it. And I'm like, Rylan,
like, leave me alone.
He knows. Yeah, he knows. Like, yeah. He knows. He's smart enough to know that, like,
it's like this time of year when stuff starts coming in the mail, it's obviously for a specific.
So, yeah. I'm already trying to think about you. I know, girl.
Like,
okay, I'm so stumped. I'm not trying to like pat myself on the back, but I feel like last year, like, I really like, I had everything I needed to get you. And I think it's because when I say our friendship is newer in celebrating Christmas together.
And it was exciting because we had just gotten to know each other, and I feel like we were learning what each other's likes were. So I feel like that was like really fun for shopping.
Well, and I had never like – we had gotten things randomly for each other, but like I had never like given you big presents. So the fact that I could buy you all the things that like we have talked about, I know you like. So now I'm like –
I know, what's left? Yeah, what do we get each other?
Now what?
We literally got all of the things, like with the birthdays in this past season. Because
we almost basically both of us almost did like a hodgepodge basket kind of thing where we got like a nice blanket, like self-care stuff, like under eye things, like good stuff like Divi and really nice expensive pajamas. And like we really kind of like hit – all the different areas.
Yeah. And we got our bar sweaters too. Like we knocked out all of the things that we wanted and so that now we had on our wish list. Yeah. But I don't, it's already been a year. Like that's crazy because I don't want anything. I'm still rocking those things from last Christmas.
Like, do we just like wash with each other? Like, that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we'll just save it for spring break.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
So I'm trying to slowly like buy things.
Yeah.
Alvaro asked me, he's like, I want to get you an anniversary gift. Aww. And he's like, bless his heart. But he's like, I really loved when we used to play like video games together and stuff like that. So like, I was thinking about getting us a PS5 and I'm like,
getting us a PS5.
Exactly.
Okay.
I was like, us?
Happy anniversary.
I was like, oh, so you want a PS5? Yeah.
Why don't you just buy yourself a PS5? Happy anniversary.
He was like, yeah, I like to play. I'm like, okay, the idea is very sweet, which by the way, he's definitely listening to this. But I'm like, which is very sweet. But like our PS4 that has all the games that we already have and that we like, it works fine. Like, why can't we use that one and still play video games?
Yeah. No, I get it. But it's really cute though.
The video game, like, technology, we're getting to that age now where technology is starting to get a little hard.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Because so remember the game that we had bought that Tony had?
The Call of Duty one?
Yeah, like the newer one or whatever. Yeah. So we got it and we literally couldn't figure out how to start the game because it's almost like you put it in, it's a software, and then it's like two softwares within the software and you have to download it and then go in this software to then do this because the game is almost like a like the game CD is like a platform that has multiple games, but you only purchase this one. So you have to like go in through this way and download it. It's very
interesting.
Weird.
Okay. Like levels or whatever, like as you get through stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It took us forever to figure out how to do it. And I told them like, you want that? That's going to be the new – like, we're not going to know how to play. Like,
it's going to take us forever just to even do anything. Like,
how about we just stick our CD in and play?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I love that.
What happened to those days? So anyways, that's what he wants to get me for my anniversary.
For my anniversary.
I know. Our anniversary, but you know what I mean? For my
– No, I get it. And it's just cute, like, though, that it's like a game console. Because I feel like Tony would do the same thing. It's fine. Like, it's for us, babe, to spend time together.
And then every time you're like, let's do it, they're like, nah, not right now.
Yeah.
So we'll see if I let him get it. I don't know.
I mean, this year's better, though, because I feel like it's going to be easier to get a hold of a PS5. You've seen it, how challenging it was to purchase one these past couple of years.
Why? Like, when we have a PS4 with all the games already that we play.
I don't know. It's nice because I feel like that's a dude thing for sure. They all want the new game console. So I don't blame him. Like, Tony did the same thing. I can't even like say anything negative about it because they love it. They love to like be caught up with their new technology.
Yeah, but has he asked you for your anniversary?
No.
It's okay, babe.
I mean, if it was at a different time of year, like if they launched the PS5 and it was like close to our anniversary,
he would convince
me. I feel like that might have been a conversation we would have had to.
come on, we could play Call of Duty together.
Yeah. Like, look at all the bonding we could have playing video games together.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see if I agree to it or not. We still have some time.
No, that's fair enough. And what anniversary will you guys be celebrating?
12. We're on the same one, girl.
I know, but I was
technically we got married September 3rd, so we already hit 12 years. But our actual like wedding date that we did like with family and stuff was November 10th.
So. Yeah. Oh no. And then what about, does it fall on a weekend this year? Will you guys be able to go out to dinner or do anything?
It's Sunday, I think.
Oh, Sunday. Okay. Do you guys try to do dinner then on or to celebrate your guys' anniversary? No, Call of Duty. I forgot. That's what you guys told me. That's the new thing.
Sometimes we do. So Jason and Ashley are going to be here. They're coming down Friday.
Nice.
So they're only here for a couple days, like 6 days, I think. And they're trying, our goal is to like get stuff done. So I kind of feel weird asking them to watch the kids because we kind of want to have a night at Fountain Blue because one of Alvaro's good friends from high school works at the Fountain Blue. So she's like, I'll give you drinks for free all day. I'll get you a bed and stuff like that. Yeah. So we want to take her up on that. But at the same time, we don't want to take up their time. So I'm thinking if we do it, we're going to do it during the week while the kids are at school.
Smart. Yes.
And then like they just have to pick them up and – So I'm hoping – I kind of like threw it out there, but then I kind of also threw out like I understand that you're only here for a little bit.
Yeah.
So like I don't want to take up time, and then they didn't really say anything. So I'm like, okay.
But I get it. You know, we're in the same situation, right? Like always taking advantage of an opportunity to kind of have time with your hubby. So I get it.
So we'll see. I'm going to like – because she works there, I feel like we don't have to like – I mean like is there not going to be a room available on like – November 7th on a random Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like,
no, I get it. Yeah.
So I don't think it's something we have to plan where it's like, oh no, we're booked. So I'm just going to like roll with the punches and like kind of chat with them a little bit when they get here. And
no, that'll be good. So. Yeah, for sure. At least you have something that you like would want to do to celebrate your guys' anniversary. So that'll be cute.
Yeah. So we'll see. We're thinking about going on a cruise our anniversary weekend because that's Veterans Day.
Oh, so 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
And those cruises always work out real nicely.
So out of the Miami was kids sail free. It was like going to be like a grand for all five of us.
Wow.
In a balcony.
Yeah.
I know. On Allure. Wow. But Alvaro's like, we're going on Allure in December. And I'm like.
Oh, it's the same ship.
We've already been on Allure. But
yeah.
He's like, I don't want to do all the same shows. And I'm like, we don't have to go to the shows. We can just chill.
Yeah. It could be like a even really better. Like, relaxing cruise.
Yeah. We'll literally just like lounge and like hang out. But then we just did the smart, you know, adult-like thing.
The fiscally responsible thing.
Yeah. So it's okay. I'll let him buy the PS4. PS5, sorry.
Love it.
It's fine.
Yeah, if anything, you're just saving money.
Bye-bye. The PS5. What? Like a cruise, a PS5.
Yeah. I mean, the kids will be able to benefit from the PS5 as well.
No, like, girl, I'm not going to let them get their nasty, grimy hands on that thing so they can break it.
I get it.
They can have the PS4 that can remain now.
That's what we did. We demoted the lower PS, and that's in the game room, and then the PS5 stays safely in the living room.
We still need to play now that Tony's home.
That's true, we do.
Because he can set you up with Call of Duty.
I mean, remember, I have a profile on there.
I know. It's probably like level 0.
So. No, I think Tony. I think didn't you guys play it like for me?
Oh,
or
yeah,
something? You
I
guys
think,
bumped
I
me up
think
to like
I
level
did
6.
Bump you up
like,
a little.
I'm like expert now.
Jackie is so funny. We were playing. I was up there last summer. Wow. We've progressed. We're gonna have to start being like a couple years ago.
I know.
So not this two summers
a long
ago.
Time ago.
Two summers ago, I went up. And me and Tony were playing Call of Duty, and I was like, Jackie, let's play. And she's like, her famous line was, I'm on your 6.
I got your 6.
And then
just running up on people. Getting assassinated around every corner.
Jackie, we need to really like bump up Jackie's skills. I'm not fantastic. Don't get me wrong. I am not like, but I usually always get kills.
But you didn't die right away. I was constantly getting killed where I was like, help me. Help me. Someone come around the corner and help
me. I'm on your 6.
Like, I feel like I couldn't even make it. Like, you guys are like, oh, we're over here behind the building. And I'm like, I didn't make it. Like, I'm being what is it? Like, when spawned. You get, spawned into a new location. I don't know where I am.
It's fine. We're going to get your skills up. Maybe it'll be another thing that I bring.
Oh, for spring break.
I'm going to bring my whole house at this point.
No, it's so funny because like this, what is it? The Breville espresso machine. Like we've all just turned into like such coffees. I mean, I love it, but we're all such coffee snobs now where it's just like, do we want a Keurig? Like, no, like we want our espresso. Like it's going to be like so nice. Like
I was never a coffee snob before. So I would just be like, whatever. I was the famous one that was like, coffee's coffee, like whatever. Yeah. And now I go on the cruise. I literally will not drink coffee the whole cruise. Because
but I think a lot of people, a lot of people can agree with that though, that the coffee on like a cruise ship is just,
or like if you go to Denny's or anything, it's like, ew.
No, it's not good. Yeah.
No.
So it's,
I'll just go caffeine free.
Yeah, literally. No, for the cruise ships, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I drink a lot of tea on the ships because I'm like trying to like scrape by. Like,
Alvaro's like, it's fine. And I'm just like, no.
Yeah.
And I that became like kind of a coffee snob. And when I say a snob, I'm not like I try it and I'm like complaining or anything like to the person or whatever. I just don't choose to not have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I feel like it's put me at a point too where like coffee shops and stuff, when it's just like a basic beverage with a bunch of like the syrups and the flavors and stuff, I'm like, this isn't even that good. Like, because you can just tell it's like low quality beans, it's a low shot, like it's not going to be a good espresso. So I am actually shocked though that you're not more of a coffee snob with Miami, with all the little cafecitos and like all the like cute little espresso shot drinks that
they have. I am a coffee snob now.
Yeah. Because I feel like that's like something that
I'll just choose not to drink it.
They're like on top of that as well. Like their coffee game in Miami is pretty good. Like that's not, they're not traditionally out there like having a, what is it, a drip coffee with like water diluted.
Oh, like, yeah. If you drink like American coffee here in Miami, it's very odd. Like they're like, you drink American coffee and you're like,
yeah. Everything's a little like shots. Like I even remember going to like the hair salon and then they would like walk around with a little.
They're like, you want some?
Yeah. And I'm like, yes. And it's so good because they do like the little sugar on it and stuff too. And I'm like, chef's
without
kiss.
Cream.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's like something you wouldn't expect to be like a good afternoon.
You wouldn't expect that it would taste good, but it does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have that.
And there's
down.
Something different about Cuban coffee. It's different than espresso.
Yeah.
It's
but
still
it gives
is-
you the same kick. As
yeah,
like
it's
a traditional
still espresso,
espresso,
but it's a different bean.
Yeah.
So like whenever when we go to spring break and I bring the espresso my Breville, machine, which by the way, I'm up to bringing my Breville, my Berkey, which is water, because guys, you can't trust like Orlando area water. It's just trash. If anyone knows, it's literal trash. And I'm not buying water when I can just bring the thing.
I know, because like, I was like, let's just hit up Costco and get a ton of water. And it's like, why? When we can just bring
the Berkey. Yeah. Like it doesn't make sense.
I was like trying to save space in the back of your car.
then I'm like also, which because we can't trust it's there, I'm gonna bring my slow cooker.
Oh, yeah, because we talked about we want to keep the recipes super easy because we're going to try to do like some beach time and some pool time. And no one wants to be like –
we just want the food cooking all day.
Yeah, we don't want to – no one wants to come back after like a whole day of baking in the sun and like, okay, who's cooking dinner?
And when
now?
You're hanging out with friends.
Yeah, you want to like have that time and not feel like you're stuck in the kitchen slaving away for hours and then washing dishes. So the slow cooker is a great idea. I think that'll be
so I'm basically bringing everything. What are you bringing?
I love that. We're working on it, okay? Like, you haven't left me anything to bring. Like,
I've already thought about like certain things, what I could make in advance.
Yeah.
That I can just bring.
We're just going to meal prep too.
Exactly. Yeah. No, but that I could bring frozen, literally.
Yeah. No, we're going to come up. We'll have like a whole planning committee and we'll come up with all the things. And we're just going to have this like set up so nicely. There's not going to be any work. Everyone's going to be caffeinated and hydrated and happy and fed, and it's going to be great.
Or we're going to blow up on TikTok shop this Christmas season. We're going to cancel our Airbnb and get a genie.
And then we don't have to do any work. No Breville, no slow cooker.
We're going
to
go on a Royal Caribbean cruise and get genie. Guys, when you go in the suite, you literally have like, in essence, a butler that literally works for you the whole time.
That's so
and nice. They do everything. They go to the shows and pick your seats for you. Like you tell them what you like and your drinks that are already there that they know you like. All the like – the specialty restaurants, alcohol, everything's included once you get it.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. I'm here for like the, like helping bouginess. Us out with the kids. The bouginess, of course, but also like just having kids, right?
Go take them to the kids' care.
Yeah. Or no, the fact that then I can just be like, hey, like we know that they're coming back from kids' club right now. Can you go grab two pizzas? And then they're going to have those two pizzas with all of their Shirley Temples, like literally just sitting there. And then we don't have to be like, ah, like get yes. in here, take off your wet bathing suits, like do all this. Like they kind of
can
like
you
help us.
Shower our kids yeah. and put them in clothes.
But just like little thing, like I know that doesn't seem like a lot, but it does like take away like if one
no,
of us
it makes
is
it more
around,
vacation-esque.
Yeah, because then we can literally yeah. just sit there and be like, hey, like, oh, cool, you've already booked our show. Like, great. Like then like literally the kids can just eat pizza and do whatever. And then no yep. one's like having to like, what are we doing? Like it takes all of the guesswork out of vacationing. So it's really cool.
So we need to hustle this Christmas season because we have a job. We need to replace the beach slow cooker vacation.
Yeah. Even though this is really nice. Like you make it sound like we're staying in
okay,
like,
so how about
like
we
a bungalow
hustle
on the beach.
Okay, so we'll hustle for a summer vacation.
Yeah, because I was going to say, this is still, just so our listeners know, like we have a nice spring break planned. Like Heather is making this sound like we're like sleeping in a shack.
No,
like,
it's going to be nice. It's going to be nice.
It's
going to be
it's
nice.
Like newly renovated. It's going to have a brand
I
new
mean,
pool.
I mean, have,
like,
I have a complaint that we have to pay $50 a day to have the pool heated, but it's okay.
It's going to be good. But it's fine. Maybe we won't have to use it.
And we like, don't have a golf cart.
I know the golf cart thing.
To go to the beach. It's okay though. Yeah. We'll just have
using
to walk
my
now.
Legs. No, but we're all like, we're runners now. So basically it's fine.
Oh, I have to run today.
Look at you. Look at you. Marathon training.
Hey guys, look, got my watch, got
yeah.
my workout clothes.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You're ready to go. Yeah. Where's your vest? Where's your fanny pack? Where are all the things? Like, did you order that kind of stuff? Do you plan on ordering that stuff? Gonna be like you have to get the
no,
what are those vapor sunglasses?
Oh yeah,
is that
Albert
what they
has
are?
Those for pickleball.
Yeah, there you go. Just borrow his sunglasses and you have the whole kit ready.
I need
to go.
The vest at some point when I start running a long time because I'm one of those people. Even after a mile, I'm like, I need water. Like that's
no, for sure. I didn't. I kind of was like making fun of people who had like all of that stuff because I was like, ew, like clearly that's not necessary. Tony ordered a vest and he rocked it for his 20-mile run. So I'm like, I get it. And he literally said you have to like – he had to refill his like little packs. Like he had all his little water packs on there. And I was like, that makes sense because like you don't want to have to go stop or carry a water bottle.
No, and I there's people that run – like Alvaro can run – when he runs his like 10 miles or whatever, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't ever see him drink. And so I don't know
he's
how
an
he does
millennial.
That.
Like, well, I doesn't – like that's why. Like,
the water bottles?
He drink water. Like –
that is such a funny topic because like I don't remember drinking water as a kid, like when I was out and about and like outside.
No one had water bottles either. We didn't have security water bottles. Like I drank out of a water hose. I drank out of like squirt guns and stuff. I didn't ever drink like from a cup.
But I don't remember like playing outside every day and being like, wow, I'm so thirsty. I remember just drinking when I got inside.
Yeah. No, and I would be running in with like a sweaty head and I'd run to like the sink and it'd be like a I don't know, like a squeeze it or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Gloop, gloop, gloop. Like, and it was just like, I gotta go. Like, they're
but
waiting
during,
for me outside. Like, no.
I just like, we were definitely a dehydrated generation.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how we're alive and kicking. Like, we're doing great.
That's why we all need our like brewmates and Stanleys now because
we're thirsty.
We're making up for it.
We're so thirsty from our childhood.
Yeah, like, I just don't remember like, drinking water.
No, we didn't even have water bottles at school. Like that's like a school supply now. Like you every kid has to have it's like on a school supply list, right? Yeah. Did you have that on your school supply list for your kids? Yeah. Like they have to have water bottles on their desk, you know, like screw on lids, doesn't leak, all this stuff. And I'm like, we didn't have water, you had drinking fountain. Like
yes.
Go run a mile for PE class and then swim
and then
by
go
the
to
water
the fountain.
Fountain. Yeah, line up at the fountain. Everyone gets 10 seconds drinking water. Go. Like
but do you think the kids actually drink more water today or is it an illusion?
No, it's an illusion for sure. Because I feel like my boys, they don't finish their water. I mean, unless they're like filling it up all day long, they don't come home with empty water bottles. I think maybe if they have like PE or something or it's like a hot day of like playing outside,
yeah,
they'll drink it for sure. But as far as like sitting all day long in the classroom during actual like academics, they're not drinking water. I don't think they are.
I don't think so either. Maybe
because even around the house, I feel like I don't see them like, where's my water bottle? Like, I'm so thirsty. Like from what?
I need like, to be like that. I just don't drink enough water. Yeah. My mom passed that gene down to me and my brother. Jason's the same way. I'm pretty sure Cody's the same way too, but Jason is like me and Jason have to like consciously think to drink water. Yeah. Like Jason will be like, I will go all day without like taking a sip of anything. And it's not that we don't like water. We like water. It's just we're not thirsty. We don't have that like thirst.
Yeah, because it wasn't – we didn't have that as kids. It's just a millennial thing. Like, it was something in the atmosphere that made us not thirsty. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like the Navy made me drink water because you had to carry your canteen. So you literally ran around with a canteen on your belt and it was like, hydrate, hydrate. And you would pass out if you didn't. So then you learned like the people who don't like water were then forced to consume water if they didn't want to pass out. So I feel like that's where my consumption of water came from. If not, then I probably would still be today.
Yeah.
Like I don't need to drink anything.
Like, do you like still have your canteen?
No. Ew.
Why?
That ugly, like it's like something you'd see in like the Vietnam era. Like yeah, that green with that like screw on lid. Like no.
Why? Do you have anything from your military time?
Some of my uniforms, yeah. Just for like, I don't know, for humor. Like
I'm so that's
like,
what you should be tomorrow.
A sailor.
I mean,
I think I'm like keeping my uniforms because I want to do like a shadow box. I may have done it years ago, but I want to put like my dress uniform in there with like my ribbon stack and then like maybe do something with the hat and like all my pins. But otherwise, I should probably just throw away all the other stuff. I don't know why I have it. Tony's probably like, yeah, because you're a hoarder. Like,
yeah, Jackie's a undercover but like organized hoarder.
Yeah, I'm not like a mess. Like I don't have boxes of crap sitting around everywhere, but I like do keep things that I'm like, these have sentimental value. And then Tony's like, when's the last time you touched this item? I'm like, hey, like don't come at me. It's been a couple years. Like
Jackie was saving all of her dolls and babies for her girl that doesn't exist.
Yeah, so they're gone. Tony did. He was like, well, that ship has sailed, so go ahead and throw your Barbies away. And I was like, oh.
And Jackie cried.
Yeah, I did cry a lot on the inside. Polly Pockets, Barbies, Cabbage Patch dolls, they're all gone. So
you're like, I'm going to give this to my daughter.
Yeah.
Could have given it to Callie.
No, I could have. But I feel like I don't think I knew Callie at the time. Because then
you
were
like, you could still visit them when you come stay in her room. Hey,
girl. When I go to her room. We like stay in her room. Back in her closet. And I'm like, where are my dolls at, Callie?
You're like, why does Brianna's hair look like this?
Yeah. Callie, these shoes don't match. Like, I'll have to look. If I find anything else that's like fun, like a nostalgic girl toy, I'll have to remember to bring them this holiday season in Florida. For sure. And she's like, I don't want these ratty. I'm like, Callie, they're special.
Or like a Beanie Baby, for sure.
Gosh, the Beanie Babies.
Don't get me started on those. Sorry, I asked Jackie to find us a fun article to talk about. Mm. What'd you got? What do you got for us?
So Forbes magazine actually just – everyone's just coming at us. I think all the other like age brackets really just don't like millennials. So the new thing right now is that we're just like really passive aggressive with some of our emoji usage. And I was curious what your thoughts were because they're basically saying that we use thumbs up a lot. And I was like, I guess we do, but it's coming across as like passive aggressive because we're not using like words. Like why wouldn't we have just said like, hey, good to go. Sounds great. You know, go ahead and shoot the email or, you know, hey, I'll meet you there. But instead we're just using emojis and people don't like it. Yeah, exactly. But I'm like, oh, is that passive aggressive? Like I thought I was just like being cute. Like I like emojis. Like
I sent like two or three thumbs up to Jackie today. Like, are we filming our podcast today? And I'm like, yep, I'll let you know where we are. Thumbs up.
And I'm like, oh, she's totally mad at me.
Dang. Okay, so is it just thumbs up or is like, do Gen Zs use emojis in general or is that like an us thing?
It's an us thing for sure. So the thumbs up is really passive aggressive. The other use of emojis is just kind of like, it's mostly millennials and not Gen Z. They would rather use their like slang words. So it's like, I don't know what we're doing.
Like no cap. Like,
yeah, no cap. For sure. Like, you got Riz. I don't know. Like, I just feel like I didn't think that use of emojis would be like misconstrued as being like negative or lazy or having an attitude. So I was like curious, like, do you still use emojis? Like, obviously you use a thumbs up because that's pretty easy on an iPhone. But do you feel like you send like, if you're texting with other people that you'll send like a smiley face or a heart or anything like that.
Yeah, I love doing my favorite, and Jackie knows this, my favorite is the laughing face and then the dead face.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. To know that's hysterical. That. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, like dead.
Yeah.
Laughing. That's my favorite. I don't feel like I use that many other – Jackie loves emojis.
I do.
Like
I'm really millennial.
I send you an email, she's like, okay, and she puts the running yes. faces. Or like, like she – or like I'll be like, oh, go – you know, this package said it was delivered, and she's like running person with like a mailbox.
Like that's just- I mean, that's true. I really do love them. I think I like emojis because I think that they are sharing happiness. And now that I saw this article from Forbes, I was like, wait a second.
No, is yours not good, happiness? Like, no, yours are happiness because yours are funny like that.
Yeah. So I guess I was just, let me see if there was anything else. Because it basically
was just
like.
You know what,
like,
I find aggressive or like passive aggressive? And it totally could be somebody just being like, okay. But when somebody just puts okay.
Oh, yeah. That's passive aggressive.
I'm like, are they good?
Yeah.
Like, you're good?
What's wrong? Like, are you having a bad day?
One of my friends does that and I'm like. And she does that a lot. Yeah. And so, like, I know her and it's fine. But sometimes I'm like, is that her man?
Yeah.
Or is she good?
No, for sure.
She just says literally capital K.
Yeah. No, Tony, he's a very brief texter as well. So, like, if I'm driving, I'm like, hey, can you shoot them a text and let them know, like, we're on our way or something? He'll literally just be like, on my way, and like no capital letters, no explanation points, no smiley faces. And then, or it'll be like misspelled, or it'll just be the abbreviation, like the OMW. And I'm just like, wait, no, like you sent it like that? Like, no, like they're gonna think I'm mad. Like,
yeah,
you need to have proper punctuation. You need to have,
I'm a proper girl.
Yeah, like I want capital letters.
Yes.
I want periods.
Commas.
I want explanation points. I am definitely. Yep. Blowing up the explanation points because I want it to be like not misconstrued as like bad. And then I love like smiley faces and stuff because then it's just like happy, not mad. And then the other thing I like to use too, and this is like really cringe of a millennial, but the LOL. I'm still using LOL at the end of every sentence. And that's also been a new thing too, is that like people are saying millennials need to ditch the LOL. And I'm like, but that's my way
I've
of
never
being
been
like
an LOL girl.
Like smiley face.
I say haha.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one, too.
But I won't say LOL. I don't know why, because I think it's just more cringe for me because it's like an abbreviation instead of, to me, ha, ha, ha is literally like the
That's
laugh.
True. I do like that. Take the ha, ha as like fun and like, oh, this person did giggle at this. Like,
not
so
like
for sure.
Laughing out loud.
Like, I'm
why.
Literally like, laughing.
Yeah. Alvaro uses it and that's fine. A lot of people use it. Yeah. I'm one of the few I feel like that use the ha, ha, ha. But I've always like LOL's always made me cringe when I use it myself. So.
I don't know. It's like I use it as like almost a security blanket of like this text will come across properly because there's an LOL in there. Like it can't be misconstrued as like attitude or negative.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's so weird because now I think there's a divide in the way that text messages and emails and messages look. And it's like, oh, I didn't even realize. Like, it's happening. Like, I'm starting
Millennials
to be
are
an
like
old
greetings,
person.
Comma, yes. Enter, space.
Yeah.
Thank you, or like, I received your email. Thank you so much. Blah, blah, blah. Have a great day. Sincerely, blah, blah.
Yeah,
and
kindest
like
regards.
Gen Z, kindest regards. And Gen Z's probably just like, got it.
Yes, exactly. So that's why I'm just like, how are we with our like thumbs up emoji? How are we passive aggressive when all they sent was the
so what
K or got it or slay? No, slay is us. They're slay. The ones saying like,
what
like
is
Riz,
okay, so
or
what does a Gen Z text message thread look like?
I wish they had like an image on here that I could share.
Like, do they say ha ha ha? Is there like another form of an LOL? Is there like, what's the vibe?
I think they just say ha or something like that. Like I try to think of like text messages I've had with my niece and hers are very brief, no emojis, ha. And like, and I'm always like, oh wow, she does not like me. Like she doesn't like the whole paragraph that I sent her with LOL and emojis. Like it's just, they come from very like short and sweet, straight to the point. It's almost like, what's that
well,
style of humor?
They grew up with emojis, whereas we got emojis.
Yeah, so they're like a treat to us. We're like, wow,
yeah,
look
like
at
we
this
were like,
prize.
Wow, look at this. This is so nice.
Did you see?
Yeah.
Because like, think of what we had on AIM. AIM really only had like, what, 20 different like.
Not even, I don't think.
Yeah, it was just your like basic like smile, cry, mad, whatever. Like, and so like, we're just like in a whole new world now, especially since Apple continuously gives us new emojis with the updates all the time. I'm like, what? This is an amazing, like I'm going to use these, like the heck out of them. So I don't know what, they just don't like it.
I think that, I don't know why, since everything's moving to like social media stuff and like always having like fun different things and like updates. I think one of the updates that will eventually come is that in your like iMessage, you have like, almost like Instagram has now, where you can put the thing that lasts for 24 hours. That's like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, oh, on your like little bubble.
Yeah,
like an update or away message. Or like, not away message, but like, I think that's coming.
Yeah, yeah. I could see that, especially on iPhones.
Somebody can update it.
Like, Jackie is hungry.
That's what we used to say. It's so beautiful.
On Facebook,
when it or BRB, like, eating dinner, when you were like, put your away message on your AIM.
Yeah. No, that was so good. Because then you knew, like, my friend will be right back. Yeah. No, and especially when it was your friends, I did care. I was like, oh, she's eating dinner. I'll see her in 20 minutes. Like, and then it's like,
the worst was when, like, you're, like, sitting there and you, like, know your crush is going to sign on. And it's like, and then he comes and you're like, oh my God, do I message him? And you're like, no, he's going to message me. And you're like, do I message him? And like, you don't get the guts to do it. Yeah. And then it's like, and
the door
and you're like, no, heartbreak. You're like, I missed my chance.
Yeah. I should have said something.
And then then heartbroken that they did not want to message you.
Like, I wasn't the person they were looking for when they logged on. Yeah. Like, so.
Gosh.
What a rough life. I mean, that's why we're so strong. Like, we're honestly the strongest age group because we dealt with so much just rejection, I feel like. Because think about this. Do you think these new generations could handle the MySpace top 8?
No.
No. Like, I don't think so.
They can't handle thumbs up, apparently.
No. So, like, imagine if you, like, dropped a friend, like, where it's like, you didn't meet me at my locker today, and you would just bump a friend down. And it was just like, you knew it, and you're like, you didn't call me. Like, you didn't pass me a note in health class. Like, girl, I dropped you. And like, you would know, like, that's it. Like, I made a mistake today in our friendship. But then the next day you had a chance to redeem yourself and get bumped back up again. Like,
why were we adjusting that every 5 seconds?
I know. It was just so fun. But no one got hurt feelings by it. Like, I didn't lose any friends. No. Like, and it was like, okay, like, you had your best friend as your top one. And then it was like, everyone else knew, like, it was like staggered, like, down from that, like, boyfriends or, like, you know, your other, like, B-list friends. Like, and it was just like, it worked out because we were all, like, racked and stacked the same. Like, so it was just like, it was a safe space. And you just, like, you advertised your life to everyone. It's honest. Like, there was no hurt feelings because we all knew who the best friend was. We knew who your friend circle was, who your boyfriend was. Like, you couldn't be butthurt about anything because it was all out there for the world to see.
And we were more honest. Like, even now, like, as an adult, maybe I'm throwing myself out there, but, like, there's always those people that you have friends in group chats and then you guys have, like, an outside chat.
Yes, a separate group chat.
And, like, maybe I was in a different circle, but I never had that. Like,
no,
I never had like these outside chats if we were all chatting or like we're talking about each other or I don't know, like it just didn't exist.
No, it didn't.
And so I feel like just the whole concept is just different and I don't think they would be able to handle it.
No, we were pretty savage back then too. And you were like, you had to think about it too. The gossiping and all that kind of stuff, it was to your face or like in a note. Like, we didn't have, like, text messages. Like, that stuff, we weren't talking behind each other's back in a secretive way because there was no way to do that. Like, if you talked about someone behind their back, they would find out next passing period.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. So what do you think the transition was? Do you think the transition was people getting offended? Because, like, there's sometimes that, like, I feel a certain way, but I feel like I can't tell them because they're going to be offended instead of just,
they're
going
to be butthurt.
Yeah, instead of just taking it for what it is.
Oh, interesting question.
Like, what came first? The aggressive?
Yeah.
Like, I think a little bit. Did we start
to transition?
Yeah.
Or did we start to realize that people got offended?
I don't know. Who got – are we sensitive, though, or is it the younger generations that are sensitive?
I'm not sensitive, but that's just my personality.
Yeah. I don't know. That's so tricky because I feel like it's a combination of a lot of things, right? Like, technology has given us a security blanket to – hide our feelings, hide our thoughts about others, talk about people behind their backs because it's safe, like it's secure. And then at the same time, we've also
even though it's not, because somebody could just go.
No, certainly. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. The information, hey, everything on the internet is out there forever, guys. Like, anyone can have access to it. But like, as far as emotions too, where we're like a lot more sensitive as a society now, we're like, that's going to hurt my feelings if you tell me that the thumbs up emoji is like not cool anymore. Like, I'm going to go cry in my room now. But like, when did that happen? Like, is that,
I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like it's happened more recently though. Like you see all the people taking like mental health days and stuff like that. Oh, like we've talked about this before. So I just don't know when that kind of like flipped.
That stuff was definitely Gen Z.
Yeah.
That was definitely leading up to COVID and then COVID, that group of people that were
in that middle school, high school era, and were already dealing with, like, you know, puberty and dealing with finding out who they were and all that kind of stuff. And then people putting such an emphasis on mental health. And don't get me wrong, it is an issue. Mm-hmm. It does need to be addressed and fixed in the people that have it. But the people that actually have it, I feel like, are few and far between to compared to what people like to say.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Like, everyone wants to claim, like, people, like, before, if you had anxiety, you weren't just like, oh my God, I have anxiety. You do too. Oh my God, girl, we're the same. Like, we weren't having conversations like that. Like, if you had anxiety, you're like, oh my God, I need to figure it out. And, like, so there's, like, a nice thing that it's, like, become normalized so you don't feel, like, shamed. But, like, don't be proud of it either. Like, you want to move past it, yes, right? Like, you don't want to have anxiety.
Yeah. We want to have tools. So it's okay
to be, like, normal but not praise it.
Yeah, because I think now the new thing too is, oh, you got anxiety? I got anxiety. Like, what are we doing? Like, oh, we're taking mental health days, or we're like, let's go skip work to go get coffee, or girl, don't worry about it. Like, just be annoying in your anxiety, and then you force others to have to adapt to whatever your thing is. Yes. Like, where it's like test taking, where they like, I know, like, having more time to take a test is a real thing, but now it's turned into a whole thing where it's like, no, like, test taking gives me so much anxiety that, like, I have to ask the professors if there's, like, a different way to do it. And I'm just like, that wasn't a thing. Too, like, yeah. Like, our heart rate would be, like, out of the,
that's, you know, normal. Off. That's exactly. We've come across now, like, mental health where things are normal. It's normal to get nervous about something. It's normal, like, to say, like, we've changed something that makes something that's nervous, like whether you're doing a speech or whatever. Now it's like, instead of just saying like, I'm nervous, it's like, I have anxiety. Yeah. And it's like, no. Like, anxiety is, anxiety is something else. Like, anxiety is like really an uncontrollable, you have it almost for no reason.
Yeah.
And it physically affects you. To where you're like, not just butterflies in your stomach, like you're having a panic attack and like you don't even know why you're having a panic attack because nothing's happening.
Yeah, like, it affects your daily life, like normal life.
Right. Yeah. Not just like, oh, I had a test today and I was so nervous. I felt I was going to throw up. Yeah. I had butterflies in my stomach. Like, okay, that's normal. That's normal. Technically.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Like, no, for sure.
Or if you have to give a speech, oh my gosh. When I had to give speeches and speech for in college, I just pretty much had a heart attack every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, no, that was a thing for me too. Public speaking.
I had to like psych myself up. I'm like, you got
sweating in the armpits. Like, I'm like, can you guys hear my heartbeat? Like, it's
I
would, so hard.
And like, I get like emotional when I'm nervous, even if it's not anything about an emotional topic.
Yeah.
I get emotional. And so in half of my speeches in college, I literally shed a tear. Like, I cried.
Yeah. I mean, because that's just your way, like your.
So embarrassing. Like, I'm talking about something that doesn't even make me sad, but I'm crying, you know, like it just is like, why? But my mom's the same way. So,
oh, interesting. Yeah. I mean, that's okay though. I feel like that's,
you don't feel when you're nervous, like the crying emotion doesn't come.
I don't get the crying emotion. I do have like a wave of like a sensation of like, mine is more like the fast talking, the lots of hand movements and like the pounding heart. Oh,
I'm
a hand movement.
Anyways, I'm from Miami.
Yeah. So I'm like, I just remember taking, our teacher would record all of our like speeches so that we could go back and watch them. Very cringe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we'd have to like basically make progress and like lose some of those bad qualities. So like the hand movement thing was mine because she fast forwarded through one of my speeches and I literally was just like, blah, 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 like, and it was just like all
and
of
you're
the,
like, hi, my name's Jeffrey. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah. Okay. So like a lot of like, hey, slow down, stop using filler words and stop moving your hands so much. And those are like my nervous tics. So I think that's like why I don't have maybe what you have with like maybe the hint of emotion where it's like the emotional wave that takes over. So mine's just a little different.
It's almost like, you know, when you see somebody cry and then like you're not sad, but now like you just need to cry.
Yeah.
That same thing happens to me, but when I'm nervous.
It's got to be some sort of like just a huge wave of emotion that like just takes over. And it's like, yeah.
It's funny because I'm like not really emotional, but like I can be, which is very weird. Like me and Jackie, like when we hear the like, I don't know, like even if you're doing the like Pledge Allegiance or National Anthem, like me and Jackie are like, it's getting to us.
Yeah. No, anything like that, like the kids' concerts and stuff like that, like kids singing Christmas carols at the school performance, like, bro, hand me the
Silent Night. Done.
Yeah, done. Yes. Like, it's just something about like joy, like, and I looked it up. It's like an actual thing. It's like community joy or something like that. So Star Spangled Banner at a sporting event, like a parade full of like
the national anthem in like a stadium.
Yes.
Like or an arena.
Yeah.
Like the a wave of emotions is just like, you get like goosebumps. Like,
yes.
Hey, I can, even talking about it, I'm have goosebumps right now.
Yeah.
You can feel like the pride.
Yeah.
Minus if you look around, especially in Miami, where you're just like, where's your hand? Why is your hand not in the heart? Why do you have your hat on your head?
Yeah, America. No, but then I also feel
all
like,
from other countries. Yes. So they're just like.
Yeah. No, it's different for them for sure.
And you're culturally. Like, dude.
Yeah.
You're here. Be proud. Like, you wanted to come here for a reason.
Yes. Yeah. No, and I also get emotional when like maybe in an award ceremony or something where then someone like says something really profound about another person. Like to me, this is like, yes. It also matches like the sensation of like the Star Spangled Banner where I'm just like, oh, like
Mr. That's Oberly beautiful. Rejects.
Yeah. Or like, that's beautiful. That like hit me right in the heart, like shed a tear,
tears.
Like give me the tissues. Yeah. Like I just love, like, I think it's something to do with like community joy or happiness, like in groups of people. Like it's a thing.
So Jackie and I are kind of one in the same where like we have emotions for other people and things, but not for ourselves.
Yes. I feel like you and I, we've had
lots of moments.
Yeah, we are very savage. We've had lots of moments where I feel like we could have picked up the phone and just been sobbing to each other. Like lots of just life events and things. Mm-hmm. And then it's like we always are just like, it's fine. Like, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. But I'm really concerned about like this individual. Like, we should be praying for them. Like, but we're fine. Like, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, we're like,
is something
my
wrong
whole
with
house
this?
Burned down. It's fine.
It's totally fine. So, like, are we going to like go ahead and plan this vacation or like what kind of coffee are we getting?
Like, we just need to move on. Like, me and you are very, we will not just sit in our feelings and our like, whoa, me situations.
No,
we just like keep moving.
Yeah.
And I have
a good
people,
quality, I think.
No, I think so too. And I thought I had kind of like a little moment before Tony came back from his deployment. We had gone to like a little spouse event and one of the girls came up to me because she knew like our hubbies were gone together. And she's just like, you're always so like positive and happy. And she's like, she like was getting emotional because she's like, how do you do it? She's like, I know you have kids. Like, how are you like so like composed? And I was just like, because there's no point in stressing about the stuff that I can't control. Like if I'm in my feelings and sad and just wallowing every day, like what good does that do? It doesn't do anything 100%. For me. It doesn't do any good for the people around me, especially in the situation we were in. Like, okay, so I want to cause stress for my husband who's overseas. Like absolutely not. So I'm just like, I think that's something that I've kind of learned to just stay in and embrace and just like, I think you do that too, because like even your husband has a stressful job too. And I feel like I remember early in our friendship, I'm like, oh, is that scary? Like, are you just constantly worrying about your husband's safety, like whenever he has to run off for a call? And it was like, of course you are, naturally, of course. But at the same time, like, what are you supposed to do? Like hide in your closet and cry and like just be waiting, you know, terrified for your husband all day, every day. And it's like, no, that's not a way to live. Like,
no.
So I just think it's interesting because there's people out there who are like stuck in that mindset. And it just makes me feel bad. Like, because it's not a way to like approach the day
to live.
Yeah. I agree. When people are like, you just seem so calm. Like, you don't really stress much or like you're not like nervous about this. And I'm like, but what does that do?
Yeah.
Like, that actually like inhibits you.
Mm-hmm.
More than it like benefits you. So like, no, I just choose not to do that.
Yeah.
So it just comes out in our acne.
Yes. So we were like, are you stressed? And it's like, yes. Like, do you see my twin sister bulging out of my neck?
You're like, I don't really feel stressed, but this shows.
Yeah, my skin lets us know that like, yes, we are human.
Jackie and I both have, even though hers is way better than mine, but we both have that like, that stressful getting our period, like
hormonal
blemishes,
for sure. Like, yes.
You know.
Our husbands know when we are getting our time of month, for sure. There's physical
evidence.
They're
like, wow, look at all these pimples that popped up. Yeah. And it's always like one night to the next morning. Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the?
Yeah. But I love the timing on it too, because it's so hormonal that it's like right on like the jawline area. Like, and it's just like, cool.
I guess
she's coming in 3 days, like right on the dot. She's never late.
One day we'll grow out of it.
But it's okay, because the dermatologist said that if anything, our skin's just going to look great when we're older, because if we're overproducing oils now, it's great for aging. So that's
as
what I'm holding
shiny.
On to.
Like, as we're both shining. Ah.
It's the glow.
It's the glow.
That's what people are doing nowadays, right? Like they just like slather on oils and like the shimmery stuff. Like
I know we're very on trend.
Yeah. And I'm not even trying. This is just over oil production.
Our natural abilities are on trend now.
Yeah. Cool. Like this slimy face never would have been cute in 2016. Like people have been like, strangers probably would have walked up and been like, where's your mattifying powder? Like, where's your oil blotting sheets? Like, oh my God.
Although those didn't exist, I don't think.
Today or you're saying back then?
No, back then. Oil blotting sheets?
I feel like they existed.
I found that for the first time, like maybe 5-6 years ago.
Oh, dang. I think they existed for a little while because I remember a lot of the makeup products were matte. So I think like something was on the – like I think Clean and Clear had the little blue sheets back in like – because I feel like my mom had those in her purse.
Not
like,
the apricot scrub?
The St. Ives apricot scrub. I mean, it's very exfoliating. Like, if you're looking for
– I still do it.
Yeah.
We might as well just buy it. Like what's the difference? Like
no,
doing it once a week is the same as exactly. Any other like expensive $60 scrub.
No, for sure. Because you have to have a physical exfoliant in your skincare routine along with
the
chemical.
Let's just go
back
exfoliant. To St. Ives, Jackie. I know. For $4.
Yeah.
Like, what's the difference?
Maybe that was
skin
secret.
For 1 second. Does it really actually?
No, I think it's the overuse of it, I think is what
they're
worried
about. Well, yeah,
of course.
So, like,
if you're scrubbing every single day.
But I'm saying just realistically.
Yeah. You'll have no skin
left.
Like,
the price of scrubs, is it worth paying? Like, it stays
on
your skin for
like
half a
second. No, and it's still on the shelves. So obviously
people are using it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, like someone's buying it. They would have removed it if it was that bad.
Is it me.
Like I got like 5 bottles. No, but it's great because it is like a great physical exfoliant. So
yeah,
but that's fine. But I have a question for you before we wrap up today. In the peak of the election season, what advice can we offer to younger voters? Because this is like, I think a really like hot topic right now. And people are, it's crazy out there. Like if you do any sort of scrolling on social media, there's just a lot of information being pumped out. We're getting a lot of input from like celebrities and stuff. So I just feel like it's kind of scary. It can be intimidating for maybe first time voters who are trying to just like, how do I make a good choice? So do you have any tips for our young voters?
Don't listen to all the noise.
That's good.
Don't get your news from social media. It's probably edited and wrong.
No. Yes.
It will be whatever agenda that person is pushing. So you have to be mindful about what. Like I do a lot of my research on my own. And like if I see a video that's kind of like clipped together, I always go and watch the whole thing. And it's never what that person said. So be mindful of that. Don't go on personality. Go on policies. We're not voting in our best friend.
Yep.
We're voting in somebody to uphold policies in our constitution and what's best for our country. So personality, like, sure. Like, is it nice? Would it be nice to have like the perfect personality? Sure. It's not going to happen though. And then if they have a perfect personality, they probably suck in policy and don't know what they're doing. Like, so you can have like, no one's going to be perfect in it. But don't listen to all the noise. Vote for policy. Don't get caught up. I think people do the deep hole dive of like they think one thing and they just go in this deep like pit and it like leads to a different topic. And like, I don't know. I think they just get lost in it when it's
a
very simple concept.
Yeah.
So probably just that.
No, I think that's great. Yeah. No, that's great advice. Because I think that especially for our younger voters, what are they going on? They're going like, on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook.
Like don't get your advice or your videos or anything from there. Like it's pretty much all wrong.
Yeah. No, for sure. And like you, I think that's a really good point too that you said where that what you see on social media will probably be pushed from that person's personal agenda.
Of course.
So it's going to be biased to a certain extent to like reflect that. And I think also it's worth mentioning too to be patient just because I think a lot of people feel like there's like a sense of pressure and it's like, yes, get out there and vote, but also like take the time to really just sit down and be like, what are your like priorities? What is important in your heart? Like what do you really value as far as like
not
the policies?
What other people.
Exactly. It's like, don't worry about like all the stuff coming from your friends and family. Like really just try to like what feels good in your heart and then go and read those policies. You know, if they give you the warm and fuzzies, then like that's kind of the move that you need to make. So I just think there's just so much pressure out there for the young voters. And I just, it's crazy. It's a wild world because we didn't have that our first time going out and voting. Like I didn't have celebrities and, you know, skewed opinions on social.
I was not talking to my friends about like who they're voting for.
No.
Like we just all voted for what we believe.
Yeah, you would read it like, in the newspaper.
No one,
you would go no one and like,
argued, yeah, no like one. Media is trash. And I love that people are starting to become like podcasters because you just see an unfiltered, unedited, full 3-hour conversation.
Oh, yeah.
And there's not this media agenda and what topics do they want to push and what answers do they want to get? Like, it's just somebody sitting down and talking.
Yeah.
And there's no hiding behind editing and somebody's questions.
It's raw. There's no cropping. Like where, you know, yeah. I see a lot of clips like you had mentioned too, where it's just something that someone has said cut into pieces to make it match what an opinion is. And I'm just like, oh man, like there's people who are watching this and thinking this is factual.
Yeah.
For sure.
My own cousin like posted something that I was like, she posted something about Donald Trump and I don't know that he said this and that the Republican Party's trash and whatever else. And I was like, I mean, like, yeah, that's cool if that was true. But like,
yeah,
literally CNN just wrote an article yesterday that's literally false. CNN, yeah. Which is the other side. And they're like, yeah, it's cool. So either party, no matter what side party you're on, people are pushing so hard their like point of view that they're just getting everything wrong.
Yes. Yeah. That, which is so wild. Like that's, it's like, just crazy. You can get on and find fake information within seconds.
And it makes that side look dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like they're doing a more disservice.
Yes, for sure.
Pushing like a lie. And so good thing is my brother's like, I was like, I'm not going to say though, because she's one of those, she knows what my opinion is and like, I'll never change her. She'll never change mine. It's kind of one of those things. And I'm like, my brother's like, no, she needs to know it's wrong. It has nothing to do about party, but like, you can't just spread false information.
Yeah.
And so he messaged her and she's like, she posted like, well, I got fooled again. So she actually did.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
So that was good on her.
Yeah. Well, it's because she's a millennial and she didn't get by because she could have gotten.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. She might be a Gen X.
Oh, okay. I guess I forgot how
she's
old
like
she is.
40. I want to say she's like 43, 44.
Okay. Well, that's okay. For the sake of this conversation, we'll adopt her as an elder millennial because she didn't – we'll embrace it because she didn't get butt hurt by being called out on something. So we'll embrace it. Pop off, girly.
So it was good. She took it down and didn't just take it down. She said that she was wrong. So that's good.
That's nice. Yeah. That's great. Yeah. Can we all do that? Can everyone be like that on social media? That would be super great. But it's fine because election season's about to come to an end and
hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Like, and then we can all just be excited.
And Jackie still hasn't voted.
No. Okay. Exciting news. My ballot came in the mail. So remember I told you, good. I was like worried. I was like, what?
It's going to make
happen?
It on time.
Yes.
It's going to make it on time.
Great. I get to be a proud American and submit my vote and all is going to be great. So I'm excited because then we can just be excited about Christmas.
Oh my God. Yeah. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope I hope the election turns my way or else I'm going to cry. Maybe Christmas won't be as nice.
It's okay though.
Maybe that's why we're not. We need to get past this to feel the Christmas spirit.
No, I think so. I really do. I think this has been like, you know, very heavy for the US right now. And I think that's why like what we had mentioned earlier with the holiday season, just looking like, is it Christmas? Yeah. Is it not? Yeah. Like, I think we just need to get past this next week and then it'll be Christmas. For Perfect. Sure. Yeah.
Well, we will chat. We chat again after elections? When is elections?
It's on Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we actually could pop a new episode. It'd be President 2025. Pew, 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 pew.
It depends. Whether I'll do the beep, 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 pew. It depends.
Yeah, or it's like, wah, 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 wah. I don't know. We'll see.
With doomsday. No. Yeah. Well, I hope you have a beautiful day.
You too. And it's always so fun to chat with all of you. Be sure to like, comment, subscribe. You can find us on Spotify, YouTube, as well as Apple Podcasts. And we look
make sure to rate.
Yes, please rate us. We are, you know, just little girlies in this gigantic world. So, you know, anything that you guys can do to help build up our engagement and our love and our following, we'd greatly appreciate it. So,
yep. Well, have a great week, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.